We've got a big day of racing coming up today at Grafton. All reports are with the fine soft fired. The man has covered more territory than a politician looking for a vote. Gary Cleese, he joins me. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. How are you, Jim?
Good, mate. 2,000 clicks you've knocked up since
about... I like that one.
You've knocked over about 2,000 Ks.
It's not have saddle will travel. It's have car will drive.
That's it. Well, the good thing is you're there safe. And we want you home safe too, mate. Now,
yeah, but this is what country racing's about, mate. It's the best gig in the world for me.
Now, today, great day at Grafton.
Yeah, I tell you, Sean, it's a big improvement to what we've been used to the last 4 or 5 days. And there was no way possible they could have raced here yesterday with the heat that comes through 10. I mean, I live in Ballina, and we're right on the coast, mate. They got the 44 degrees today. Yeah, they've done the right thing, and they've got a good day. It's a bit of cloud cover that's keeping those temperatures down. But they've got a good meeting, a big meeting, and we're going to see two go into that final championships here today, mate.
All right. Now, the first day today, we've got a full field. Equal favourites for Pepper Jelly and the Omen Bet, 6-0 hot. They're 330 each of two. 1 Clemenson, 480. 5 Leprechaun Lad at 550. 2 Bob's at Asda, 750. Double figures after that.
Yeah, I'm 4-2-1-6. I'm with the 4 Pepper Jelly. She looks beautifully placed. Barry Ball and Eagle Farm, only runner here today. She's won from 14 to 2,150. She's had 3 runs back. She's had a 1,200 under her belt. She runs second at Doomin over a mile, beating 1.5. And she went to Eagle Farm on a Saturday, beating 6 lengths behind Merendi from the 15 gate. At the drag back to last, and Merendi's come out to win at Eagle Farm, his next start. I think she's beautifully placed. 2 Bob's at Aslan. He's going good. I like his Tamworth win. I like his Armidale run behind Allergies. Nothing wrong there. He needs a dry track, and he gets it. 1 Clemenson's just cracking. He's really going good. He's won 2 out of his last 3. He gets a claim. If they leave him alone, he's going to be hard to run down. And 6-0, what I like his last run. He probably meets Clemenson better at the weights, but there was nothing wrong with his run last start. 4-2-1-6 for me in race 1.
All right, race 2, takeout number 2, Mr. Snowman, and 3, Cloud Consort. 7, Snitchell's Joy, 260, just ahead of 1 go, the Gantry at 270. 6, My Cousin Red, 7, then $10 or better.
Okay, let's go. 7, 1, 8, and 10. I like this 7, Snitchell's Joy. Again, we're seeing Danny Begore, 1 runner here, Eagle Farm, resumes 4 months. She'd only had 4 starts last prep, 1 win, 1 place. She won a Sunshine Coast Maiden, 3 winners have come out of it. She run 3rd of the Sunshine in the Class 1, 2 horses have come out to win. And went to the Gold Coast in a Class 2, and 2 horses have also come out to win. Resumes no trial. Good stable, good jockey, and good gait. Very hard to beat. 1 goes against. You've got a massive watch on him. He's from the local hope here, Andrew Paramore. He resumes from a 6-month spell. No trials. Good alley. Gets the claim. He's going to be hard to beat. 8 Exolero. I like the first up run. I had a good look at her in the yard. She'll derive benefit, and she loves it here on her home track. And 10 definitely goes in now. Gorgon Girl. She'll be the run-on little mare. So 7, 1, 8, and 10. In race 2.
All right, next event we take out 9, which is the Skrill. Now 3 I2 Can Dance at 230, 12 Temper Metal 350, 1 Anaku 750, then $10 8 Wrath of Odin, $11 or better the rest.
Yeah, I've gone 3, 12, 5, 7. I'm with the 3 I2 Can Dance, former Victorian, 2 runs for the new year, huge first up. 1,000 metre race, got a mile out of his ground and went bang late, got beaten 0.1 of the length. He went to the 14, his next run, he drew 12 gate. They had to go back on him and try to ride him cold and get in. He was just too far off him, but he found the line good. He's drawn better here today, and I reckon the 17 will set him right down to the ground. I'm giving 12 Temperamental a big chance. Little mare that's been in the place since 2 out of the last 3. She was a place to Doom and 2 runs ago. She went to the Gold Coast and hit a very heavy track, and she's no good on rain-affected ground. 5 Sharks Creek. I could make an excuse for him for his 4 runs back where he's had no luck, but he gets all the luck today from the 1 gate. And 7 T-Hour Go-Go, big improving horse. He's only likely raced. He's had a couple of solid runs back. I think he'll derive a lot of benefit of that and skip fitter in the yard. 3-12-5-7, race 3.
Okay, next event, put a line through number 2, Malleable, 11 Absolute Chairman, the 13 Sound World. Now, 7 Cafe Terrace, 240. 6 Heroes Game, 370. Number 9, Napashani is 750. 10 Amanan is $8. Then we're out to 10 or better.
Yeah, I'm 7, 10, 6 and 4. I'm with the 7 here, Cafe Terrace. From the Matty Dunyard. Look, I saw him at Woolloomba, I saw him at Ballon, he went to Doom, and he ripped home hard, beating 1.3. Now, he's had a 1,200 and a 14 and a 1,350, and each time you see him, he's just screaming for a bit of ground, and he goes to the 1,700 metres for the first time. I like him. I think Al Manan, the 10, is a big danger. She's racing in good form, this mare, and she's well-weighted with the limit weight. She's a winner here in the past. 6 Who Is Game, 2nd at Warwick Farm 2 runs ago, then disappointed at Warwick Farm. It's next, in fairness to her. She'll be back a lot in grade here, and she has won here at the Grafton Circuit. And I'm making a case for the four, Go the Dragon. I like him at Armidale. Things went pear-shaped down the back, and he was off the track. I totally forgive his last run. 7-10, 6-4, race four.
15, 16, 17, 18, Mr. 9, Arlington Heights. I choose Freedom. Arbolara come out of the next event, race five. 5 Diamond on Command, 2 Even, 6 Stormy Horizon, 6-3 The Independent, 7-50, 1 Here's to Luxury at 8, then out to 16 or better.
I'm 5, 1, 6 and 7, I'm with Diamond on Command. I saw this near last prep, she still had a bit of finishing to do. She resumed first up at Doomben and off the day beat a point two of a length. And if anything, it was just that last little bit she found the pinching tough company, but I think she'll walk in the yard here really good today. I think I've made him the danger. He's to luxury. He's a nice horse. He's trained by Georgie Flack at Moolumba. Georgie's only got probably one or two in work, but he resumed from 11-month break. They took him to the trials 8 days ago at Lismore. He absolutely bolted in a trial by 10. He's furnished into a nice horse. He's made 7 goes for 4 placings. 6 Noble Epics, big player, needs luck from that tricky gate. Really does. And 7 Storm Horizon, her last 2 runs at Ballina and here at Grafton, from 12 and 14 gate have been really good, and she draws a lot better here today. 5, 1, 6 and 7, race 5.
All right, the next event, race 6, we pull out 15, 16, 17, 18, spinning quarters, Temp Me, Sir Barb, Bon Costa. Now, 6 Perfect Dare, 2 Even, 10 Madame de Band, $5, 3 Delightful Feeling, $6.50, 2 Hotel Drive, 11, 8 Sunny Fame, 12, then we're out to 16 or better.
Well, I'm 6-3, 2 and 8. I'm with the 6 Perfect Dare. I've been watching him and waiting, and he went to the Magic Millions Cup. Beyond Chester Shadow, he's beaten 0.1 of a length. Look, he's got 2 kilos over the limit. He's got the gun gate of 4 gate. You don't get any better gate from the 1,400 metres than what he's got, and I like him. 3 Delightful Feelings, I reckon he's going to be hard to beat. He's another one from the Dunyard that's drawn good. He's won 2 highway races at Rose Hill. They were 13-15. He had to bring him back to the 1,200 at the Gold Coast behind Nakanai. He draws good. He drops 2.5 kilos, and he gets back to the 1,400 metres. 2 Hotel Drive, he's had 1 run back. Forget that, he was on a slow track. He's no good on rain-affected ground. They brought him back and trialled him here the other day, and he just blitzed them in a barrier trial. And 8 Sunny Fame, another one from the Dunyard, definitely goes in. Has been pretty solid form. And he got held up on the home turn at Doomben. They finished the race off behind Sorority's sister beaten 1.2. Couldn't get any better race. 6-3, 2 and 8, race 6, Sean.
Right, 5, Magic Ballantyne, 10, Mayer, 15, Amy's Game, 16, Blinkin' Awesome, 17, Cream of Oz, come out of the next event, race 7, 1, Jets Cracker, 320, 4, Fear Factor, 380, 7, Maniki Bell, 850, 2, Lighthouse Keeper, 9, then we're out to double figures.
Well, I'm 4, 1, 6 and 7, 8, I look at him in the yard, Fear Factor, and I've seen him before, he's a little light frame fella, but he's furnished into a nice horse, and he just needed that here first up. He then shall beat him 1.4, and in fairness, he had the 1 gate. He's got the 1 gate here today, but I reckon that run will just bring him on a little bit more. Jets Cracker's going good. The toppy, he just wants an ounce of luck from that sticky gate. 6 Brandy Balloon, he has had 1 run back. He's a lovely horse, this horse. He's only had 6 goes, 1 win, 1 placing. I don't think he handled the Armidale one little bit going down the hill. He's on his home track here, big flat track. And 7 Maniki Bell going good, be placed the last 2 out of 3 runs this time in. She'll be sitting off the speed, finding the line late. 4, 1, 6 and 7 for me in the last, Sean.
All right, any good things here today, Gary?
Yeah, I like race 3, number 3, I Too Can Dance. Race 3, number 3, I Too Can Dance. And race 5, number 5, Diamond on Command. I think they'll be very hard to beat, Sean. Quaddy numbers will go 7, 10 and 6 in the first leg. Stand out the 5, Diamond on Command. 6, 3, 2 and 8 in the next leg. And 4, 1, 6 and 7 in the last leg, Sean. So they got it all made. They got that cloud cover coming through. Hopefully that rain keeps away. And they got it all made for a big day here at CRJC, the first running of the country championship qualifiers, mate.
Good on you, Gary. We'll hear you through the day with the late mail.
You're a champion. See you, Sean.